Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-hosts get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is Joe. You're supposed to say,
not the Phantom Zone. Like, I don't know why when you said that, it reminded me of, what's that, Superman 2.
Where they're just stuck in the square flipping through space.
And I was trying to, like, think of the sound effect when they're floating away. It's like...
Yeah, it's just like... Woo, 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 woo. He's like,
man. Kal-El sent me to my room.
Pop quiz, where did he send him?
Isn't it the Phantom Zone?
Oh, that's a good, yep, you did it. Congratulations,
right?
You are a nerd.
Thanks, man.
you are right, 100%. Fucking know-it-all.
Okay, whoa, all right.
I'm just like, fucking... fuck you.
Yeah, god damn. All right.
I'm just like, listen, you know. Here, you motherfucker.
I mean, I've heard you talk about, you know, when I bring up fucking Token, so don't, you know, don't come at me, bro.
I'm very passionate.
Yeah. I was like, I watched Superman 2 one time.
I'm a casual nerd.
Really?
I'm like, it's in my DNA. You merely adopted the nerd. I was born.
I see you were born into the nerdiness. Molded by it.
Molded by it.
I mean, out of both of us, I do, in fact, now own my own waifu pillow.
Yeah, you do, boy.
So for the listeners, my birthday was just recent, you know, just a couple days ago from the recording of this. And Joe was nice enough to send me my very own Macho Man Randy Savage body pillow. So I now am a proud owner of a Macho Man Savage body pillow, and it's nice.
There you go.
It's nice.
How does it feel?
Yeah.
How does it feel to be in the world of waifus?
The wide world of waifus.
I mean, it's an interesting market.
I feel included now.
That's good.
I mean, I feel like I understand the hype.
Do you feel
I'm one of them?
Do you feel seen again? Do you feel understood?
I feel seen, heard.
Good. Good.
Yes. Good. So, I thank you. Great. It was a great gift. Changed my perspective. I feel like I can laugh again, you know? I could love and laugh again. I went on my own little eat, pray, love kind of journey. You know what I mean? Except I brought my Macho Man Sandwich waifu pillow with me. So, thank you.
Nice. I'm glad I could put you back on the path you were meant to be.
Yeah. It really just setting me back to who I was, like, always supposed to be. This world changed me into a non-waifu pillow owning person.
But you were always one at heart.
I was always there already, like at the door.
Yeah.
And you just pushed me through, you know.
Nice.
What's that Tolkien in the movie? He's like, be careful where the road takes you. You're
you
swept off into the wind of change or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, when you fuck off in the woods, you know.
I don't think that's Lord of the Rings.
Be careful of the big world out there, Frodo, when you're fucking off in the woods.
Yeah. Remember my grandpappy Baggins used to tell me, fuck around and find out. That's why Bilbo's don't fuck around at all. The Bagginses right. are well sort of folk.
Where there's Smaug, there's fire.
Oh, shit. That's so funny. All right. Well, I have gotten word that this tonight's podcast is supposed to be kind of an oddball. It might run a little long. I've been told that we are doing actually not five, but 10.
Oh, so
this
shit.
Is this possibly
going to have to end
one.
This on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Are we going to have a stinger? Do a little two-parter?
Yeah, it's going to be a little Fast and Furious. Like, we're going to end it, and Joe and your kid, you're going to be sitting there with the dam about to break.
and then
you're going to get caught on your sexual assault allegations.
Right, we're going to have to... There's going to be a court case in between these two episodes.
Yeah. So we'll be following that saga.
Right.
Holy shit.
That Allegedly X?
Dude, that helicopter didn't fuck around.
Right?
We'll wait till it... They're probably looking for you, dude.
Okay, they'll never find me, bro.
I know, they're looking in the wrong state.
They're looking at... Yeah, they don't know me. They don't know that I already lived my life a quarter mile at a time, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Already live your life.
Yeah. I already hit the NOS button, dude.
Yeah, dude. You fucking 10-cent car or 10-second car is way too slow for Joe.
Right? Get out of here.
Joe needs like a 5-second car, bare minimum.
Of an Joe Acme needs a, rocket.
Yeah, Joe needs a negative 3-second car.
Yeah.
He wants a negative. He wants to drive the DeLorean.
I got a Wile E Coyote.
He wants to hit 60 miles per hour before technically he hits the gas. The only way you can do that is time travel.
Time travel.
So you're welcome.
I'm in the past in the Furious.
Past in the Furious.
We gotta go past to be furious. To get ahead, we must go backwards.
Yeah.
Family starts at the beginning.
What is going on over there?
So we actually live by desert. And every once in a while, like, search copters come by because I think people get lost
nice.
Or get hurt. So they have to, like, look for them.
Get them before the coyotes do, huh?
Yeah, they do. We got, like, mountain lions out here, too, I think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, all right, dude. Well, you ready for the topic? It's supposed to be a zinger.
Let's roll, man. I'm excited. So this is, we haven't done 10 questions in years.
Dude, years. So... All right, well then let's see what is worth 10 questions this week and possibly next.
Well, and today we are recording on President's Day. Do you think it's President's Buttholes?
President's Buttholes, I feel
like. I mean, as a nice follow-up. Or maybe it's mattresses, because all those
Presidential prostates.
Ooh, posteriors.
Whoa, I'm getting a little intense over here. All right. So let's jump to the podcast topic. So today's podcast topic is, Destroying America.
Whoa, Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, exactly. Things that have been accused of destroying America over the years in old newspapers. Warning, may include outdated and offensive pejoratives because America.
This coming from 2019.
Yes. Fuck, dude. Yeah. Seriously. They're just like, yeah, you know, fucking all these derogatives, like, oh, that's just how you properly, you know, call somebody out.
Yeah.
This came from like 2022.
Someone
and that person's still in office.
Someone called me the F word the other day and it stopped me in my tracks because I hadn't heard anyone say that since I was in high school.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah. It was wild. Yeah.
Just in the wild.
In the wild.
What were you doing?
I was crossing the street and a guy was trying to take a right, but I had the crosswalk sign. And so I started going and the guy was like, hey! And I was like, what? And he's like, move, faggot! I was like, whoa!
Damn.
What? What?
I'm surprised fucking Seattle didn't.
I was like, yeah, I'm surprised
fucking...
there wasn't a riot.
Dude, a social justice
wave
of humans that just flood his car.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I legit stopped in the sidewalk. I was like, what? That was wild.
The people are dumb.
I was just trying to get some pho, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and that doesn't even start with an S.
No.
It's a PH.
Yeah,
I don't
think
like, he used
he's PH. Like, he was having a bad day or something, but man,
yeah.
I hadn't heard anyone use that term in years.
Dude, did you just get out? Like, I mean, you just sometimes can't react. You're like, what?
No, I was stunned.
You should have just laid down and see if he'd run your ass over.
Well, I was still, like, I was in the middle of the crosswalk still. I was like, wait, what? So, like, he couldn't turn. I just kind of held this guy up for longer.
Yeah. Like, why not?
I was like, I did a double take. I was like, is he talking to me? Is he?
Okay, wait, let me guess. F-150.
Oh, it's close.
Silverado?
It was. It was a Silverado.
Dude, it's one of them. Okay. Yeah. And then, so you got Silverado. Did you catch the back? Did it have truck nuts?
I didn't stick around.
Okay. I mean, it's probably for the best, dude. People that are on the edge like that, that think that's socially appropriate, that guy would run your ass over.
100%.
And then fucking plead not guilty. Be like, look, you may have gotten my DNA. Mike, I may have admitted it, but I'm still innocent. Trump, if you're hearing me, get me out. I ran this guy
I'm looking for a pardon.
Look,
he got ran over by my truck because he was just too soft. Too woke.
Listen.
I was, clearly I was joking.
Obviously, you're not a true man. And this is the problem with America today. If you can't, like, withstand a Silverado truck running you over.
Yeah.
If I can't overpower a truck, how am I going to protect my family against grizzly bears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, like, the craziest thing is, like, this guy was 25, maybe 30.
Yeah.
I was like, either this guy came straight from the East Coast where just trash people live, or...
Dude, trash. It was trash people. I
guarantee you. Yeah. Or I was like, what is this man's household?
That guy was speeding back.
I was like, either this guy's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, or
he was a San Francisco 49er fan, is what it was.
Oh, he was taking it out.
Yeah,
he was.
He has been
like,
bottling it up for the past the past week. He's been like fucking going on Twitter, screaming about how the refs are blind and how Taylor Swift is ruining football.
Yep.
And fucking... And
he
then
didn't,
you
he
crossed
didn't like
his
it
road.
He didn't like it because Taylor Swift was making football fans gay and vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, dude. Watch. Little do we know, like, if I actually see the situation, like, you are just, like, dog walking yourself across the fucking crosswalk, like, all weird. You're just like, I was just crossing normal, and you're literally like just like rolling on the ground.
Like, hey, look, there's no excuse for that type of language.
It's true. It's not an excuse, but you know, I understand the frustration.
I stole a walker just to go slow across a crosswalk.
Your rascal's like battery died, so you're trying to skateboard it forward, but it's like, you know, dead battery, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
You're like, you want to help me push this?
God. Yeah, dude. Well, I can say that that guy's ruining America. He's destroying America.
Like, yeah. Oh. And like, I think he thinks I'm ruining America.
I am going to keep a list. This is going to be a side list.
Okay.
Of items that we chat about that are destroying America. People that cross too slowly in crosswalks. Cross too slowly in crosswalks. Ruining America. You're doing your part, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Keeping pejoratives alive.
Yes, you are. You're single-handedly a target for pejoratives. It's supposed to be depressing. So in old newspapers, I'm assuming... It's about to get really racist. So your story is probably very apropos.
So Entourage.
Yes. Exactly. All right, let's jump into it and see what we're dealing with. Fact number one. What was accused of destroying America by the Native American newspaper in Washington, D.C. in 1839?
White people.
Was it A, immigrants, B, excessive taxes, or C, education of women?
Oh, boy.
She says, I'm going to say
immigrants because two Native Americans were the immigrants.
Ooh, colonizers?
Mm-hmm.
Or the colonizers?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that angle.
I was like, from their point of view, you know.
Listen, apparently. I just assume that I've always been here. You know what I mean? And we're good to go. And everybody else is an immigrant.
To be fair, you and I have always been here.
Yeah.
So it is kind of everyone else's fault.
Look.
No, it's cool. Like after the guy called me F word, he pulled over. We had a drinks. He had some good points. No.
Did he? Yeah. No. Yeah. You had a very meaningful discussion. Yeah. And then
he told
me
he's, why.
And then he was like, "It's all these goddamn immigrants."
Yeah. Look, man, I didn't mean to snap at you. You're clearly one of my people.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm really sorry. I just been having a bad day. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, what? Yeah. No, true
next
story,
thing
like,
you know, next thing you know, you're on your first date with this guy, and
yeah,
you know?
I can't tell you, like, because I, you know, here in Seattle, like during the Black Lives Matter protests, I cannot tell you how many people came up to me and were like, "So, how's it going?" I'm like, "Good, man. How you doing? How's everything in Seattle? Fine. How's it going with you? Oh, you're not running into any problems with, you know, people." And I'm like, "What? Like what? What?" They're like, the riots. I'm like, "Oh shit, no, like black people and I are cool. Like they haven't sent me an email or anything." Like, as far as I know, we're fine.
Yeah.
The fuck, like, are you talking about?
Why did they? You're like,
every conversation started with, how's it going? Like, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
So, see, and this is the thing, too. Bree gets that same kind of thing. She gets the same treatment. I do, and I've had my experiences, but I have, like, a Santa Claus face.
Yeah.
People feel safe around me, but not in a very racist way. People feel safe about me in, like, he'll bring me gifts kind of way. Right. I'm just a nice person.
Yeah, no, I get straight up just like, "So are like black people out of hand?" You're like, "What? Holy shit."
So like you stocking up on ammunition or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue lives matter, right? You're like, "Fuck."
Yeah. Back to blue. Thin blue line, am I right, brother?
I'm like, "Oh fuck, I chose a wrong day to wear my fucking KISS t-shirt." You know?
You're like, "Fuck, why am I wearing my sleeveless Death Leopard fucking
God damn
shirt?"
It.
Yeah, see, NASCAR's got to drive people to you, too. They flock to that.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah, that's the thing. I got to be careful, man. I typically just wear my NASCAR hats at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to.
Or
with that NASCAR hat I bought when we went to our race, I wear that everywhere. People are very confused by that.
Right, like, it's weird. You'd think it'd be a signal.
Mm-hmm.
For those types of folk, but
no, they just leave me alone now. They get confused,
right?
You know, I'm just like, "Look, dude, I just
he looks jolly."
President.
And
yeah, and I'll come out and say some shit. I'll be like, "Look. I mean, we have a systemic racist problem, you know, like, and we have to fucking root it out and change these policies and blah 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 blah." But like, people see the hat and they're just like really confused.
Yeah, is this a bit?
Yeah, it's like, what's that? There's like an effect that like when you're staring at something, your brain, like, it's enough of a recognizable picture that your brain is trying to understand what it's looking at, but it's like all messed up, so it really can't. And I can't remember the effect, but it's like kind of human shape, but like it confuses you when you're looking at it, and it is an effect because it's just a. It's also, it's like almost an illusion of the picture, but it's like almost a person looking entity holding almost a glass of something in a park.
Right.
And it's just, it's so bizarre that you just fucking, you almost get dizzy. So that's the way people are with me. They just don't get it. But with you, dude, they just see something they like.
Yeah. Apparently what they see is kind of racist.
Yeah. Well, I say then fucking immigrants. I think that is kind of hilarious. I didn't think that angle. I thought that was a red herring.
Yeah, I was like from their point of view. Yeah.
Or excessive taxes. Like, because this is 1839.
Mm-hmm.
when did we start assigning like tax-free reservations?
Oh, I have I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think that was fairly recent, like 1900s. We're getting the music. No, we're not moving along. This is a good discussion. Okay.
Move it along.
No, this is a great discussion. I'm having a blast.
Right.
You know what could go well with this, though, is a couple of diet sodas. It would be great.
I mean, if you're going to interrupt the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Writer. She wants us to go move it along. It's our process. We draw this shit out.
Okay.
Look, we have a system in place that keeps us funny and alive. If you don't want Joe to turn into a Silverado driving psychopath to fucking scream at people on the street. There we go.
All right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wanna run one my way real quick too? Like,
I'll send it out to you.
Sweet.
On the TikToks.
Ooh.
So okay, I say we go with immigrants. Yeah. I say we go with A. That sounds,
I think so.
Does that sound very American?
It, or I mean
anti American.
I mean yeah, it's I mean to them, yeah, it'd be very anti American.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go A, on fact number one, what was accused of destroying America by the Native American newspaper in Washington, D.C. in 1831, which is immigrants. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is A, immigrants.
Son.
Good call, Joe. Okay, here is the excerpt from the 1839 newspaper. It is well known that New York is the great mart of immigration from Europe and is the very hotbed of foreign vice and crime, which show themselves in fraud, riots, mobs, murderers, and every variety of outrage against peace, morals, law, and order. Accounts of the... Huh?
Oh, nothing. I was just chuckling.
Accounts of the multifarious evils result from a vile and vicious alien population. Come to us.
A.K.A. Irish.
Yes. Damn, Joe. Come to us from very respectable people, and yet, from the governor of New York's remarks, it would seem he does not consider the state of things an evil, nor that the continued flood of our lands with an undistinguished mass of immigrants from other countries, imbeciles, paupers, convicts, and all, is objectionable. It so happens that a very large number of these immigrants from abroad are transferred to our poorhouses and penitentiaries and jails as soon as they reach our shores. Another portion derives its sustaining stimulus from private charities. Another lives by midnight plunder, while yet another, lacking at least physical energies, perish in the streets and in filthy hovels of our commercial cities. God damn!
Jesus.
I mean, it's kind of like if you were rolling through that crosswalk, I don't think it's appropriate that he acted that way and said those things, but I can understand the frustration. It's kind of like here, right? Like, goddamn, yeah. This is intense. Like, this is pretty racist. Like, yeah. I understand, you know, what the newspaper was coming from, but like, goddamn. Like, let's all chill.
Hardcore, you know? Man.
Fucking hardcore. It says here, the author goes on to explain how his ancestors built this country and that these foreigners now come over just to reap all the spoils to which natives like him are entitled.
I mean,
it's a little true, so.
I mean.
But at the same time, like, you know, let's shed the love a little bit. Like,
yeah, a little bit. Like, a little
like,
bit.
Fucking. Like, fucking, let's all just fucking chill the fuck out. Like, I don't know how to respond to this one. I'm just like, you know what? As an observing practitioner of let's all get along, let's all fucking get along.
Hey, man.
Holy shit. 1839.
Yep.
He printed this, put it out, and hated everybody. All the Oh, the writer says she doubts it was a Native American. It was a white dude that saw himself as native. Oh, that'd be even worse.
Oh,
he's like, I'm 1/16.
I didn't think of like,
at that time, the term Native American probably doesn't mean what we think it means. This is probably some white dude.
Oh, man.
Like Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York.
Oh,
he called himself a Native American.
Yeah, because he like his great-grandpa fucking came over on the fucking Mayflower.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is some Mayflower motherfucker being like these dirty fucking Irish.
God damn it.
That 100%.
And then he made a newspaper called the Native American. God damn it.
Yep, 100%. I was like, wow, Native American. I was like, no, that's probably a really new term.
This fucking tracks, dude. This tracks at a disgusting level. He's like, my dad fought with George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We're Native Americans.
God damn it. Yep.
That makes us even worse.
Because I was also like, wow, like Native American people had a newspaper? Fucking right on.
I was kind of hoping, you know.
Yeah.
We always got to side with the most depressing, I guess.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Probably not.
Well, and that now this makes more sense.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. Fucking writer.
Immigrants never see themselves as immigrants.
Fuck. All right. Well, that's just depressing, but we got the point.
But anyway, yeah.
I'm taking it.
We still nailed it.
Yeah, we still got it. We may have failed our way to the front of the line, but we're here.
We drove our fucking Silverado across the finish line.
So. Across the crosswalk is what we did. Yeah. Ah, shit. All right, here we go. Fact number two. What was accused of destroying America by the Hudson County Democrat newspaper in New Jersey in 1861?
Oh, boy.
Is it A, France, B, banking, C, race mixing?
Oh, it's C.
It always is C.
Yeah. Well, like, the Democrats weren't what we think of them in the 1800s.
Yeah.
They were the pro-slavery group.
That was before they started flipping and moving, migrating more of the political messaging up north.
Yeah.
This is why you see Republicans waving Confederate flags.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah, it's definitely race. I'm honestly, if it was banking or France, if it was fucking 2021, I would say banking in France would be at least more of a vocal like acceptance, and
sure.
Then C is the quieted behind the scenes on your 4chan forum, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, France felt like a real Iraq war one.
Well, France is 1861, they sided with the North.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. And then banking? I mean, yeah. That banking has always been kind of an issue, right?
But I mean, I don't
think like a global conspiracy of like consolidated banking was recognized as an issue until like the 50s. But I don't remember. I don't know. I'm not an expert on 1861 conspiracy theories of what's destroying America's only been around for fucking what? 1861? Fucking 1776 is when we declared independence?
So not even 100 years.
No, it's like 90 years. It's like grandpa. He's like, I was bored when we started it, and now
it's one person old.
Yeah. You know, I mean, in those times, maybe it's like two or three, but like, you know, who's counting?
It was like one and a half. We'll go one and a half.
Okay. We'll split the difference here. And it's just like, they're bitching about what's destroying the country. I mean, what's really a perspective in this whole thing is, like, I guess when you go to, like, Europe and you're, like, in a hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that hotel is older than the United States. That's kind of eye-opening.
Right.
You know? And it's not like a, you know, Holiday Inn.
Yeah, no, I think it's telling that one of the options isn't slavery.
Oh, yeah. No. We're not going to say
that. Oh, no,
that's
totally fine.
Well, race mixing probably is the slavery. They're mad that they're able to mix.
mm-hmm. right? In general, they're like, look, we just need to stay separated, y'all.
Yeah.
They got their neighborhoods, we got our neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're mad that there's a bunch of Lisa Bonets walking around looking all hot and shit.
Yep. Oh, getting all fucking hot and bothered and angry about that.
Mm-hmm. Not happy. Like, yeah, these fucking, you know, small gene-pooled white folks not too stoked about it.
Small gene-pooled white folks. Family members aren't looking too hot anymore.
Fuck no, these fucking Dutch with their fucking 14-letter last names are fucking real mad about this shit.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't like drinking from my well anymore. Like, I need to... I want to go tap another well, you know?
You already know what I'm talking about? That Thomas Jefferson had something
going on. Yeah, that Thomas Jefferson. He knew what was up. Fucking genius, bro. He was playing fucking chess. Everybody else was playing checkers. For those who don't know the joke, Thomas Jefferson, was it confirmed?
Yeah, he had many a children with the people he owned.
Yes. Now, we're not saying that that was an appropriate response.
No.
But we are saying that fucking... Thomas Jefferson did do that. Yeah. I mean, I think he was pretty open about it. Actually, I think he might have been so open. Wasn't there a story about him and one of his mistresses in France?
Yeah, there was that. And
he
then
took her to France.
He started a whole college so that his illegitimate children could go to college. I think University of Virginia or whatever.
Okay, wait. Did he really? I didn't know that. Because I'm going to say this. Look. For all the piece of shit that he is, that's pretty radical.
I think so. That might be it. Might be a humorous look at it, but I think it was it might have been the University of Georgia or something like that.
Because that's pretty fucking radical, like thinking. That's what he did. He's like, oh, I want to send him to school and get a proper education. I'm gonna start my own fucking college.
Right. Well, yeah, no one else would take him, so.
And then fucking somebody wrote an article about race mixing.
Yeah.
He's like, Thomas Jefferson is ruining the nation.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically.
God. All right, well, I'm going to say C. I think that's a
easy
answer. Does that sound good?
I mean, yeah.
Can't go wrong,
it
right?
Sounds like something Matt Walsh would say tomorrow.
Oh, Tim Pool.
Yeah, fucking the dude, the daily, like the great replacement theory.
No, dude. Yeah, but they got to try to dog whistle it a little bit more. They like these newspapers are pretty rigid their terminology. Like they are like, fair, no, I said this. That's what I said.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm pretty sure this newspaper just comes right out and says it.
All right, you ready? We're gonna go for fact number two. We're gonna go see. That destroying America by the Hudson County Democrat newspaper in New Jersey in 1861 was race mixing. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is C.
Fuck, dude.
1861 was the year the Civil War officially started. This article highlights the purported catastrophic dangers of race mixing.
Whoa.
Amalgamation prohibition in California, a bill introduced to the lower house of the California legislature to prevent the amalgamation of different races of men, provides that any white person who shall hereafter be convicted of marrying or otherwise cohabitating with a Negro, Chinese, or Indian shall be punished by fine.
And that's a rough sentence to say out loud, huh?
I know. There's fucking more. Okay, this is the burden I have been put on.
Oh, God.
I'm sweating. I hate this. I have more. There's more here.
Man, watch out. Watch out for the landmines of the hard R's, huh?
This is the fucking what it says. I can't get away from this.
I'm not going to avoid it because it's fucked up. And I could say it's fucked up. I'm not going to avoid how fucked up it is.
Right. No, but it's,
if it's, it's shocking, that means we've progressed, and I applaud us.
Look at you.
Good. If we are disgusted by what I say, and you're like, Alex is a piece of shit, good. Hate me because this is what it says.
I'm just enjoying the awkwardness of that sentence. Like,
this is it. Goodbye, Alex, forever. The writer said she did not type any hard R's.
So okay, good.
She couldn't do it. Great.
That's okay.
Thank you. Which means they are coming up. They are coming.
Which means there are some that are
there. There is fucking some here. Oh, god damn it.
They have been edited.
Okay. Shall be punished by fine and imprisonment or both. And that fact that a person beds, boards, cohabitates, or intermarries with any individual of any said races shall be prima facie, evidence that such a person is not a white citizen, and shall subject him to all constitutional disabilities imposed on persons of color. And this is done in a free state. What a lesson. One of the evil effects of the realization of the Republican theories about the race would be extensive amalgamation and deterioration of the white race.
Oh, man.
Replacement theory. The California legislature is wisely providing as it can, oh, as far as it can, against the admixture of races, which has destroyed Mexico and the Central America republics, and which will destroy North America if universal emancipation of the blacks should ever be realized.
Ooh, boy.
There are thousands of these from this time period, all predicting the complete demise of the country and the white race should we end slavery and treat all people like human beings. I liked this one, though, because they claim Mexico and Central America have already been destroyed by amalgamation
amazing.
With absolute zero evidence. Okay, 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 wait. I will say this.
Mm.
Would you consider what the Spanish did in Central America as amalgamation? No, they kind of fucking just obliterated them.
Yeah, right? I was like, I would call it more, you know,
they invaded.
Raping and pillaging.
Yeah, okay. Well, because they're like, it destroyed them.
Yeah, I don't, that wasn't, yeah. I wouldn't say that was a mixing of people.
They would have been celebrated by these people. They would have been like, you know what Cortez did? That was like, right, it's this whole gig, dude. We don't do that here. We need to go back to that.
Right.
Fucking make America great again. Fuck, I died a little on the inside.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
I had to bring it.
I like it. I mean, I don't like it, but I like the effort. That's what people come here to see. That's what people come here for, Alex. The effort.
If you need to hate me for reading a historical document, then hate me, right? Rest assured, I hate these people way more. Fuck, dude. This was a mouthful.
Whew. How many of these we got?
We got fucking 7 more.
Oh, boy.
8 more. We're 45 minutes in. We got 8.
Man, there's going to be a lot of editing in the top half of this, huh?
Not at all. Just maybe some select word editing. And we got it. Put a little J there. Yeah, we did it. Yeah, no, this shit is the same. It doesn't change. People don't change.
Mm-mm.
This shit is the same across the board. That's what shocks me. You're reading these old newspapers and are like, this is going to destroy America. It's like, what? The little wood cabin that you live in, your one-story wood cabin with no indoor plumbing, how much worse can it get? Like, what's going to happen? Is Godzilla going to be born from an amalgamation of, like, other races mixing together?
Hey, you can't trust that indoor plumbing.
Seriously. Look, we, honestly, when people say doomsday to us, right, that usually means losing a piece of life that we kind of latch onto that feeds us dopamine. Video games, movies, TV. I mean, that shit is important to us, but, like, we can survive without it. But, like, when you've already lost all that shit and you're like,
if black people and white people commingled and shared a house together, it's going to be the death of America. It's like, motherfucker, you live in the woods.
Yeah.
You fucking, you eat raccoons.
Mm-hmm. Like, white what raccoons.
Do you, yeah, like, what do you... Fucking your youngest has worms because he ate raccoons.
White worms.
How could you get any worse? What's being destroyed?
It's fucking insane, bro. This guy would agree with it. The guy that yelled at you while you were crossing the crosswalk.
Yeah, like, it's like, what do you mean? Yelled. Like, whiteness. That's all they had. That's all they had.
They're like, listen, I was born this way, so I can act this way.
Yeah. Look, man, I got a log cabin, I got a wood stove.
I have 3 square raccoons a day.
Yeah, I have 2 out of 8 living children. Okay.
One of
it's
them
pretty
is
good.
His wife.
I have a ball. Look, I have a fucking cup and a ball on a string. Like,
God. Well. So we're on answer number 2, and it's 46.
Right?
We better
look,
step on the gas.
I didn't allow the fucking Irish to move in. I ain't allowing this.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, well. Moving on. Fucking. God damn it. Fucking 1861. All right. Fact number 3. What was the accused of destroying America in the Columbia Herald Statesman newspaper in Missouri, 1887? These fucking 1800s newspapers. It's always gonna be fucking something racist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Oh, these are funny though. A, air travel.
Oh boy.
I want it so bad. I want somebody to like have like looked at a kite and then been like, I think I can make it bigger. And then did it. And then somebody's like, oh, God, it's going to fucking change our life. People aren't meant to be in the air.
Someone made a fucking paper airplane. They're like, now there's fucking mail flying everywhere.
Yeah, they're going to just fly the mail to us. And then we're going to, nobody's going to see each other anymore because we'll just be flinging mail through the air. Or my kids don't even know what a smile looks like. It just impedes their development because they don't see the mailman smiling at them every day.
Next thing you know, they're going to want bicycles.
That's a gateway to forks.
Ooh, those fucking 3-pronged ones.
Dude, devil forks, bro. All right, so it's air travel, B, steam engines, or C, immigrants.
I'm tempted to go C.
I am tempted to go C, but I feel like this is a tricky one.
If it's C, it's hilarious, but you know, we can hope.
You know what?
One.
No, fuck it. Fuck everybody. I am so beaten down right now. I am dead. It's immigrants. It's going to be C, and I would love if the fucking Columbia State Herald Statesman newspaper is like, all these goddamn steam engines are going everywhere. And like not a legitimate concern. Like,
nope.
I had 3 steam engines come through my log cabin last week. It killed 6 of my kids. And I'm like, that's a real concern.
Mm-hmm. Their only concern with steam engines is that they can move.
They're
immigrants.
Being driven by immigrants. They're just like, they're taking their engineer jobs.
All these Italians coming over, taking all our steam engines.
You know, I was at the railway the other day, and a man came up to me and asked me for my ticket, and he was the most Irish person you've ever seen. We're losing our trains.
I swear to God, one more person calls me boyo.
I'm gonna fucking snap.
I'm gonna drive this steam engine right into the fucking platform.
We're gonna have a steam engine convoy. We're taking back America. We're gonna line up all of our fucking trains. We're going to DC.
It's C though. It's immigrants.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
Like, why do we even need to sit here and talk about this? Like, I should just fucking take the fucking... Because
even if it's not,
It is. It is C.
Yeah, it's going to come back around.
It's going to be like steam engines, but it's because they're being fucking engineered.
With steam engines, my daughter can go across the country and see a black guy.
Yeah, they can co-mingle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
She's going to want to leave the fucking cabin.
What happened to all of our white trains, huh? They don't exist anymore. They've been taken over by the black steam engines. That's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, this is going to be
fucking Thomas the Engine wants to fucking desegregate the railway.
Does anybody question why he doesn't ride anything but a black steam engine?
Oof.
It's questionable, really. It really is. I mean, did they even have steam engines back with Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
Did they?
Oh, Thomas Jefferson? I said Thomas the Engine.
Thomas the Engine.
But I like Thomas Jefferson.
No, Thomas. Because I think there was like Irish. Wasn't there Irish like conductors and shit in Thomas? The train engine show? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Thomas is like, ugh, I don't trust you. What was it, Charlie Kirk the other day that was making a comment about seeing a black pilot and he's just like, we gonna fall out of the air? That's not me. Yeah, that's Thomas, the train engine, right? Like, mm-hmm. he's like, oh, boy, oh, let's go. And it's some Irish guy, and he's just like, oh, fuck. Do you know how to work me? I don't want to crash.
Oh, God. I don't run on potatoes, guy.
Thomas, the racist train.
Holy shit, Thomas the engine's dark, dude.
Remember they bricked up that one guy?
Yeah. You remember that? They just bricked him up and they left him. They just left his ass.
Because he was like, that's how you deal with depression.
Yeah. And, they probably need to do that to Thomas, the train engine, the racist train engine.
Mm-hmm.
So. God, dude. All right. Well, let's see. Let's find the other depressing fact that it's immigrants destroying the country in 1887. All right, here we go. We're going to go on fact number 3. We're going to go see immigrants. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, shocker, it's immigrants.
Oh,
whoa!
For 1 second, I thought you were going to say steam engines.
No, damn, I'd laugh my ass off. I'd fucking be excited. But then I would know, though, that they'd wrap it back around, right? So it says here, immigrants is always the odds-on favorite. But this one is particularly vile. And there's an excerpt that I get to read again. Could totally be published in Breitbart today. This is titled The Truth in Plain English. The plain truth is that being an asylum for the oppressed and a haven of rest and land of plenty to be sought by honest lovers of liberty and mankind, the American continent has lately come to be a cesspool into which the nations of the earth feel privileged to pour their waste.
Oh boy.
The vilest of off-scourgings of overcrowded European cities have been shipped here by the thousands until many parts of the country, and especially the great cities, swarm with creatures utterly unadapted to the ways, manners, and institutions of the country. Like, fuck! Okay. Oh, a boy. Menace to blessings and opportunities by neither comprehended nor value. There's more. I have like 4
pounds. Oh, God.
Added to this horde of paupers is the class of harebrained malcontents who seem bent on destruction of a government so benign that it is voted the ideal republic. They come over here as a haven of refuge from the despotism of the old world, before they had learned the language, before they have had time to become acquainted with our institutions, much less before they have assumed the duties and responsibilities of citizens. They want to tear down the whole structure and abolish all the rules of order that our fathers have constructed after so many years of painful toil. Nor do they propose to substitute anything in the place of it. I don't want to do this anymore. I have two more paragraphs.
Oh my God.
I don't want to do it. Like, why are people so fucking hell-bent to say that we are these, like, this country that, like, fucking, we accept everybody and we love them all. Yeah, we do. And there's a section of people that totally embrace
that. Think
send
that's
your
wrong.
Poor and hungry, yeah. and starving. And there are people that will take care of those poor and starving and weak people. Right. And then there's these motherfuckers that, like, own the newspaper or, like, own the paper at the time. Right. And write these fucking stories. And they're like, it's poisoning the blood of our country. It's like a fucking Alex Jones line of robots. That, like, Terminator robots that got sent back in time. And in 100 years, we're going to see another Alex Jones just pop up. And I'm like, God, that looks just like Alex Jones back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fucking a bunch of Terminators. Because it's the same fucking message across the board. All right, I had to get that out. It is not, after all. Wait, no. They simply set up the end bowl. It is impossible to find out from their insane ravings what they want. They complain of work. They war about wealth. They groan over troubles of the poor. They won't work themselves. They never add a cent by honest labor to the acclamations of society. And every last one of them has some snap by which he imposes upon his dupes and makes a living out of their labor. Every one of them is a parasite and an incubus Jesus. Upon society, a burden that the public has to carry. It is not, after all, a serious misfortune that an opportunity has at last arisen for the American people to teach these wretches that liberty and license are not convertible terms, that freedom does not imply the privilege to murder and destroy, that America is not to be converted into a madhouse for the accommodation of imported cranks. Society cannot falter in the duty it owes mankind to exterminate the teachers of the horrible creed of violence and despair as vermin, unfit to inhabit a civilized
good
country.
God.
Yeah, that is straight out of Breitbart. Literally, no sources, no fucking citations. This is literally just speculation that they're like, eh, everybody coming over here is murderers and thieves.
I looked out the window today. It wasn't all white.
All white, not all right with me.
Oh, boy.
So it says 2 years before this
article
was published.
Look, two wrongs don't make a white.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Good.
2 years before this article was published in 1885, a man named Frederick Trump got on a ship and immigrated to America from one of those overcrowded European cities in order to illegally avoid compulsory military service in Germany. His grandson, Donald, now echoes the same. Holy shit, his grandson!
Yeah, two people ago.
His grandson Donald now echoes the same hate-filled sentiments to rile up his base and fundraise, referring to his political enemies as vermin and America as dumping ground for foreign-born criminals and mental patients. Dude, that just kind of paints the picture, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That gives the game away right there.
We're a comedy podcast.
Dude, we're crushing it. We're crushing it with the laugh. Man, I'm glad I told my story about the F word at the beginning of this.
Fuck it, that set the tempo.
Did we get chuckles in?
You know what's funny? Like, the writer told me this was the direction it was going to go. And I said, bring it on. This is my
Bring
fault.
It on. That's what we do. That's what we do for President's Day.
Yeah, I fucked up, guys. I fucked up. I told her we were ready. I was like,
you told her to do 10 questions, didn't you?
Yeah, I was
you
like,
were
we
like
can,
she's like, I said, think I'm only going to do like 3 because this is pretty heavy. And you're like, fuck you, 10.
Yeah, like, listen, like, I was like, I went to her and I was like, listen, it's your job to write. It's our job to make it funny.
Right.
And she said, fuck you. Okay. And we got this. I fucked up. It's okay.
Dude.
Fuck. I need Look, more I gotta tell Diet you, Coke.
The confidence that waifu gives you is a dangerous thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if I like this person anymore.
It's not me. It's what the waifu pillow wanted. Dude,
Okay, so, well, that paints a pretty clear picture of the environment in which Mr. Grandpa Donald was coming into. So, dude, this is Fred Trump's dad.
How quickly we all forget.
Fucking, this was not that long ago.
No.
1887. Fuck. Well, at least we got it right.
Right. I mean, and, like, you know, Donald Trump's also a special case because he also forgets that his wife's an immigrant.
he's well aware. He just likes to avoid it. Well, maybe he does forget. He is, like, 78. He's
yeah,
like,
I mean, I don't...
I've been married to Nancy Pelosi for 40 years now. Me and my wife, Nikki
is that
Haley...
Why, is that why he's always so mad at Haley Reid? Or Nikki Reid, because, like, he thinks he's married to her?
Yeah, probably.
He's like, oh, like, bitch wants all my money.
I keep telling Nikki to have dinner ready, and she keeps not making it, saying, oh, she's not married to me.
She keeps telling me we're not married. What a kook. A kooky patookie, just like Nancy Pelosi.
If she's not careful, I'm going to lock her up.
Fuck. She says, okay, they're a little bit lighter. The next one's rough, though. Oh, that was this one. Okay.
Okay.
I was going to be like, fucking buckle up for fact number four, Joe. Let's fucking go.
Dude, rev up that Silverado, bro.
I'm going to play that Ram Ranch song, right? All right, here we go. Fact number four. What was accused of destroying America by the Sterling Daily Gazette newspaper, Sterling, Illinois, in 1888? Was it A, corrupt politicians, B, booze, or C, lax divorce laws?
Oh, boy. I was waiting for immigrants again.
Immigrants again. It's probably A, because they're trying to pass pro-immigration laws. Corrupt.
Let's see. I mean, I think the suffragette movement was going on, so maybe it's divorce laws, because the old ladies might be getting something.
I honestly think it's that, too, to be completely honest with you. The same people that are complaining about immigrants are the same people that are just like, can you believe it? A woman can just leave a man for anything.
Yeah. Like, we're years away from prohibition, so I don't think people are complaining too much about alcohol at this time.
God, you're right. Fuck. We, in the country, we're just a giant petri dish of bullshit, aren't we, in the United States?
That's, like, this is, like...
We've tried everything!
When people are like, you know, fuck the government, bro, and it's like, yeah, like, it's the best solution we got. Because less... Like, left to our own devices, we're just piles of shit.
Dude.
Like we've our tried government's not great, but it's the one thing we have that's holding back the waves of assholes.
Yeah, well, like, fucking... We've had to have suffrage movements, right? Mm-hmm. We've had to have a civil war so that human beings can start, not even get it. They didn't win it. They won... Like, the start of it.
Yeah,
what
that
happened.
Was just, that was the start line.
Then they,
got then
they
the
had to have a
line.
Civil rights movement, right? We went through a period where we're like, alcohol is the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, we've just fucking done it all. Like,
don't
we've
worry,
done
dude.
Every
we're,
stupid
we're on
thing.
Year 50 on the war on drugs.
Yeah. We've
it'll
done
end
so- every
it'll end soon.
Stupid thing fucking that a nation could do, and somehow we're still here. Mm-hmm. Somehow we haven't been divided up.
Well, they, again,
I mean, I maybe we just need to piece it out. You know, like certain nations can go to Canada.
Hey, look, Texas was threatened to secede. I say we call their bluff.
Oh, they did. They fucking
so
totally
like just
threatened.
I mean just for the poetic justice of being able to arrest Ted Cruz as an illegal immigrant.
Did you ever? did you ever? Fucking, you've ever looked into, like, what would happen as a byproduct if we just let them go?
Nuh-uh.
So, like, military is all federal. Controlled federal.
Right.
So the military, and I'm sure you'd have some people like dipping right out of Texas, but there's a lot of transplant stuff. Like military isn't always just, I'm going to go enlist in Arizona and I'm going to serve in Arizona. Sometimes again, I'm going to go enlist in Arizona and go serve in Georgia.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or something like that, whatever military base. So a lot of people there have families and friends and their lives are back in other states. So they'd probably uproot a lot of the military. They'd uproot pretty much all any sort of economic infrastructure, right? They'd cut off all trade, and Texas would literally just be a husk. There's only one thing
I do smile at the thought of having like Texas having to crawl to Mexico for help.
Oh, they would. They would do it instantly.
That'd be real fun.
Yeah, dude. All right, I mean, he wouldn't crawl. He'd use his wheelchair and go to a phone.
Well, he'd probably call from his... He's already in Cancun, so he'd probably call from there.
Yeah, it's true. He'd call just fucking on his hotel phone, like, hey, yeah. I'm already in town.
I had to escort my daughter to again.
Yeah, can we meet at the Margaritaville? Hash this deal out.
Hey, it's me, Teddy. Just wasting away again at the old Margaritaville.
Nobody's fault, am I right? Hey, call me back. Fuck. All right. Well, which one do you think? I'm going to go with C. I think lax divorce lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then let's go for fact number 4, C. What was accused of destroying America by the Sterling Daily Gazette newspaper in Sterling, Illinois in 1888? Lax divorce lawyers. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is lax divorce lawyers.
Yes.
We know what's destroying the country.
She got half.
Yeah. All right, from Sterling, Illinois, 1888. Mr. Gladstone has commented up on the easy divorce laws of the United States, but there is but one way out of the evil that threatens to destroy the very bulwarks of American society, and that is for all states to refuse divorce, except for the one offense permitted by Christ and the church. A man or woman can now, in any state except South Carolina, procure a divorce upon any trivial ground, on no ground at all except that one or both the parties wishes to marry another. Wherever a man or woman married seeks divorce merely to marry again, he or she is guilty of legalized prostitution.
Holy
that shit. Is the real truth. And it is high time that a stop be put to wholesale divorce. For no cause should any man or woman be granted permission to marry while wife or husband is living. That would be ridiculous. If permission to marry again were withheld, there would not be one divorce, where now there are 500 divorces. It was divorce that ruined old Rome, and it will destroy old America if not stopped.
Wait, what?
That old was Rome? Cited. Yes. You didn't know that?
That's what destroyed Rome?
Yeah. Oh, so here's the history. So you had Rome, right? Rome was doing great. Everybody was partying, getting married, being extremely faithful to Christ and going to church. That was a thing. And then all of a sudden, this dude opened a law office and said, hey, I can get you out of your marriage. And it was preposterous. He was like, hey, you know that, you know, lady down the street you want to bang? Boom, out of marriage. And then all these other law offices started showing up in Rome. Next thing you know, one thing led to another. The Goths sacked fucking, you know, Rome and fucking overthrew the government.
That was it.
So what are you going to do? Right?
That was the fall of the Roman Empire.
Yeah. Thank you so much for opening up all these fucking law offices. It says, literally everything is blamed for destroying Rome, even communism. That's what the writer just said. So it sounds like they cite destroying Rome a lot in 1880s.
It's almost like they don't know what destroyed Rome.
They don't know. It's true. No, I think it's 100%. You're going to tell me, even if they live... Like, I think people put in their own perspective of how well aware we are in, like, what's happening in the world today, and think that that's how it was in, like, if somebody didn't write a newspaper article about it, nobody would know. Like, nobody. Like, right. you literally half of the world could be gone if somebody didn't fucking send a newspaper 2 years after it happened that said, hey, you remember that fucking Belgian monarchy? Well, that fell. Nobody would fucking know, right? Not even people in Belgium would know. They'd be like, oh, fuck, that happened? Weird. I was just talking about how the king is kind of a weirdo.
Wanted a divorce.
So, oh well, you know, and they would never know. And we would fucking, we're only a couple years out of that. The 80s was just like that too. Like, oh, the Berlin Wall came down. That was crazy. I didn't know that. Fucking somebody said probably in the 90s. I just learned that. Yeah, like 1990s. They're like, oh, that's weird.
Huh.
I lived through that.
Yeah, if it didn't pop up on my Facebook news feed, I would never have known.
I saw a TikTok video about it. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, but like, who would have fucking learned about Tiananmen Square if somebody wasn't writing writing something about it? Nobody, right? At least now we get like videos. Like, you know, during the lockdowns, I literally could go find fucking live streams of people. So at least, even if they're like all fake or, you know, whatever, at least I'm seeing something, right? They wouldn't even see. They'd speculate. Fucking, they have like the writings of Magellan. I guarantee you people in, like, fucking 1960s still thought there were giants roaming China. They're like, I've read Magellan. I know it's out there.
Look, there are still people who think the world's flat and they base it off of
Fox.
So.
Don't say that. You just reminded me. Thank you. They're out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are dozens of them.
But here's the thing. They're still together in marriage.
They're not getting divorced.
Say look, what you will, but they're all right with the Lord.
Yeah. God hath provided a stable relationship for flat earth deniers, or mm-hmm. I guess globe deniers. Okay. And then in the end, sounds like a great way to increase spousal murder rates. Yeah, sure. Fucking. You're telling me I can get out of my marriage? I just have to musket my wife?
Right.
No. Who's got? Yeah, sorry, a coyote got her. She died of sickness. Right. The fucking consumption took her. Bye.
I'm where's pretty that milkmaid? Sure I'm pretty sure she was a witch.
Look, I'm just saying, I came outside and she was doing math.
Right.
And she was then she asked me she wanted to like vote and be in the polis.
Look, she tried to tell me that alcohol was ruining the city. Obviously yeah. She was crazy.
Obviously, my wife was rabid. I had to put her down.
Look.
She was reading, dude.
I saw her eye on that new steam engine. Like, it's already bad enough that I got to deal with fucking boyos fucking driving that goddamn thing.
She asked a colored guy how his day was.
It was, not okay.
That is a sign of delirious.
Yeah.
Like, delirium. Like, she's
look, it was either this or, you know, a sanitarium, and those places are expensive.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. Sorry. Sanitarium would just put them down, too. I mean, the doctor gave me a fucking medical permission to do it. He instructed me on how to put down a woman the most effective way.
He wrote a prescription for a musket. It's crazy.
Even half the lawyers I went to go see for a divorce said, here's a good musket maker.
Yeah.
Why would you pay me? You get a musket out of this solution.
Look, dude, like, I just called myself a lawyer because that's what you can do at this time frame. Like,
nobody
it's not real.
Asks questions. You just say it.
Dude.
Fuck. All right, dude. Well, we got it right. Good for us.
We're absolutely crushing it.
All right. Here we go. Last fact for part number one of this.
Oh, podcast. Boy.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fact number 5. What did Reverend J. A. Maxwell claim was going to destroy America in the Sterling Daily Gazette newspaper in 1888?
Man, going back to Sterling, huh?
Yeah, ready?
All right.
Is it A, working on Sundays?
Oh, boy.
B, immigrants?
Oh, boy.
Here it is. C, saloons.
Fuck, I mean, 3 for 3, baby. We got to go for it, right?
Reverend Don J. Maxwell. See, you kind of broaden it up.
Mm-hmm.
Working on Sundays seems like a really big deal to them.
I don't know.
Saloons, too.
Like, there's also kind of those immigrants.
It's also them immigrants. Yeah. That's a tough one, right? Like,
right?
What are we going to do? Choices? Can we say all the above?
I mean, it sounds like...
Yeah, he's going to be like, look, I saw an immigrant working on Sunday
in the saloon. Look at that.
Like, that's what's destroying the country. And then he did a whole sermon on it.
Telling you. I saw one of those Ruskies pressing potatoes making vodka on Sunday.
What's happening to our country? Like, obviously, the only choice is I got my divorce musket and I had to fix the country.
I didn't like how it arrived on steam train.
Look, I put the order in for an American-made musket, and it came in on a steam train.
Right.
This is not okay. Somebody put it on a paper airplane, and they flipped it at me. What is happening to our country?
It's not all right.
Somebody fucking better write a country song about this. Like, just a southern boy watching an immigrant make whiskey in a saloon on a Sunday.
Ooh.
This is not okay.
Man. That new Jason Aldean song sounds good.
It's Warren Buffett, dude. Or no, Jimmy Buffett.
Warren Buffett. It's Warren Buffett.
It could be. I don't know. Fucking he's old enough. 1888, and it's probably Warren Buffett's, like, older sibling. It's that close. immigrants. Fucking why not?
Like, right, I mean, you gotta, I mean...
How can you go wrong?
At this point, we've gone 2 for 2 with it. We gotta go 3 for 3.
Gotta go 3 for 3. Who's gonna fucking blame us?
Like, there's always so many things people blame on stuff.
All right. Then we're gonna go, B, for what did Reverend J. Maxwell claim was going to destroy America in the Sterling Daily Gazette newspaper in 1888? We're going to go B, immigrants. Sound good?
Hell yeah.
All right. 3.
I mean, it sounds bad.
No, it sounds bad.
But I think it's right.
3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, fuck, it's all the above!
Yes.
Oh, I knew it!
We did.
Oh! I nailed it. I can't believe I nailed it. I cannot believe how hard I nailed that question.
Crushed it.
Well, we both did, actually. I mean, you fucking 100% agreed. It was that. We were fucking... It's that Irish kid we saw working in a saloon on a Sunday.
Yeah. Fucking destroying America, dude.
God damn it. Okay. Reverend J.A. Maxwell, pastor of the First Baptist Church, McKeesport, I don't fucking know, preached an eloquent sermon last night, taking as a theme America's foes on American soil. The text chosen was Matthew 10:36. A man's foes shall be they of his own household, he said in part. In this hour of national trial, we must not have our attention taken away from the enemies within our own household. The supporters of the Continental Sunday are America's enemies. The Sabbath is a stronghold of our security as a nation. Those who spend the Sabbath in disregard of its sacredness are helping destroy America's honor, growth, and greatness and glory. The un-Americanized foreigners are America's foes. At the last census, it was found that the foreign element in this country was 33% of the population. Whoa. Yet this proportion furnished 57% of our criminals. The foreigner
The foreigner has dragged down American wages, desecrated American institutions, and burdened us with paupers and criminals. The saloon is another enemy of America. No other nation could inflict the injury upon America that the saloon is inflicting. It kills more men.
I think he can think of one thing that can inflict more wounds.
Yeah. It kills more men, brings more sorrow, works greater destruction than any foreign foe can possibly do, yet those who keep them are counted Americans. It would be preferable to have those whole Spanish army entrenched in American cities that the than to have the saloons as we have them.
Oh my God.
This guy drank every night and beat his wife. Like, we know that, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck, dude. Well, he's a reverend, so he probably wasn't married. So he just beat prostitutes.
No, reverends can marry.
Can they?
Yeah, I think it's just like Catholic priests that don't.
I thought reverends were Catholic priests.
No, dude. Catholics, that's those dirty Irish. Get out.
What was I thinking? You're so right.
Get out of here, dude.
I'm so stupid.
Whoa.
Yeah, no wonder I was called Boyo so many times when I went to Mass. Fuck, well, we were right. I can't believe how hard we got. That's a perfect send-off to part one, honestly.
Hey, man. Dude, this means going into the next time. We're already 50% there.
Oh, fuck. We did it. We hit 5 for 5, and we just fucking cited it. Like, we just vote. We chose racism as the reason pretty much for every answer, and we got it right every time.
It's, yeah, I mean. I'm not stoked about it, but, you know.
We need to do a part 3 where we just find Breitbart articles and say, Breitbart or 1865? That's all it's going to be. Done. Mm-hmm. Great. We're going to spin up a TikTok channel for it. Is this 1865 or is this Breitbart? Fucking The Blaze or fucking 1832?
Is this The Daily Wire?
You know what? There's our new series of Allegedly videos.
There we go.
I'm going to get risky with it, dude.
I like it.
Fuck Breitbart.
I mean, if there's one takeaway you can from this, yeah.
Matt Walsh or fucking some racist reverend? You decide.
I mean, Matt Walsh is a self-professed theologian, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, he dresses like the fucking brawny man.
Fucking Jordan Peterson or fucking some log cabin asshole from fucking 17.
Jordan Peterson bringing Canada down for fucking 30 years.
Fuck.
All right, there you have it. That was the first half of a two-part. I think this is the first time we've ever done this. A first-time two-parter on the Allegedly podcast. Tune in next time. And until then, follow us on all socials at Allegedly. Email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com. And until next time.
It's been so, depressing. I just see you around, I guess.
Hey, until next time, cheer up.
Seriously. Out of the road.
Take a U day.
I'm gonna fucking drive my Silverado and scream at dudes in flannel crossing the street.
Hey, until next time, don't get hit by Silverados.
Yeah.
Look out for guys in Silverados.
Silverados and truck nuts. Those are the two you gotta watch out for. The truck nuts, though, you're seeing that as it's driving away. That's
yeah.
gonna get ya.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't stick around long enough to see the taillights of that guy.
Yeah, fucking good, dude. That guy would have ran your ass over.
Right?
Then went home and fucking beat his wife and then fucking said, I don't know what happened.
Now it was all the immigrants. Like, blame the immigrants.
Yeah, it was goddamn immigrants. Fucking taking my job.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, until next time, why don't you thank an immigrant?
Yeah. God, yeah. Pat somebody on the back. They fucking
pat someone on the back. Someone you know.
Yeah, fucking. Just don't forget to tell them they're loved and they're cherished. Please. Yeah. This is fucking ridiculous. They are human beings too.
Right.
They fucking fought for it.